Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, you are nonetheless marooned, stranded in a nightmare your people call Barovia. While I am able to travel easily between the plains, you cannot, and as such, you find Baron von Strahd your jailer. There is no escape unless I, Agogash the Mighty, can defeat him.
Valakai is a city. It's one of the most urban places you've encountered. Kresik was like a lot of trees with houses mingled in among them and then a wall around it. It was kind of more like a walled part of the forest to be anything else. But that is not to say that Valakai does not have shrubbery, bushes, and vegetation.
Just a quick question. Because at the moment, I know my deity right now. Mm-hmm. She's going through this.
She's going through
it. That's a great way of phrasing it.
Now, I know. Currently on very little health. Healing hands, is that, that's Aesmir thing, isn't it? Right?
I believe so, yes.
I'm just going to, look, no, it's not much. I'm just going to just a little bit of seven health for me.
Hey, take it. Take what you can get.
All right, you give yourself an extra 7 hit points. No worries.
Cool, thank you. As you were, Adam.
So the little clutch of buildings where the orphanage is, it's separated from the majority of the town by kind of like a green belt, you might call it. Mm. You are in said green belt when you hear some rustling. You're on the main road, but it is kind of very bushy around where you are. You turn to look, and you can see stepping out of the bushes is a wolf. A particularly large wolf.
Yendo, we need to run.
The wolf has ridged spines, hardened patches upon their body. Yendo. You can see it is not Boris because see any
arrows
wounds.
Out the
back. Don't see any wounds or anything like that. But you can see the trailing in their snout, they are holding on to something. It's like a black, roiling mass. You can see that it's wet, like it's dragging slime or water, behind it. You tell what it is because you smell sea salt. You can tell like ocean water as soon as it becomes visible.
Right.
The wolf, after you have laid your eyes upon it, it growls softly, and you can see stepping out from some just from the shadows, people.
Okay.
All of them have glossy, dead-eyed stares.
We need to run. Yendo, we need to run. Oh, she's halfway.
Okay. So,
Cribbit, come on. What can Cribbit do? Okay.
Let's go to initiative.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, I guess if you kill the wolf, what's happening here? I'm just genuinely so in the dark. Now, does Hector remember Pips? Do you remember the rhyme?
Well, look, it's a direst wolf. They don't like fire. That's about as much as I remember.
Wolf by howl or by snarl, terrible, terrible fright. If I hears and there they ears, then a regular I do sight.
I think I've come across enough direst wolves in this part of town to know what I'm dealing with.
Dear.
Okay.
Fuck.
The people go first. They charge the group. There's 9 of them in total, 3 for each of you. Oh, 3 of them, they're just wielding whatever implement they had at hand. One of them's holding a chair.
it's a good weapon.
Yeah, chair's the best weapon in the game.
They start a swinging. Hector, what's your armor class again? It is
not good.
Oh, no.
You
get hit 3 fucking times, my dude.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Time to cash in some good boy cards. All right.
Okay. What are good boy cards?
What are we doing here?
What are we looking at, huh?
You take 4, 5, 6, 7 points of damage.
All right.
That's not so bad.
Glad I healed.
There it is. That's that heal. Boont through.
Yenda gets hit only once.
Okay, that's something.
Oh no.
Yender is fending off two other people when the guy with the chair comes up behind her and smacks her in the back of the head.
See, it's a good weapon.
Fuck.
She falls forwards. Fuck it out. Critical hit.
Yender.
Critical hit with a chair.
And
are you ready to rumble?
Yender goes down, and then it is two hits on Cribbit.
What do you mean by down?
Cribbit takes 3 points of damage.
Okay.
You and the two weakest party members. And then it is your turn, Hector.
So Yender is now unconscious?
Yes.
Cribbit have healing spells? Do I know this? Do I know anything about what Cribbit can do?
No, he's a little box of tricks.
Yeah, he is a little box of tricks.
Okay.
You could ask him. Okay. I mean, why would you do that, though?
Hey, man, what can you do and stuff?
What can I currently do?
I got a good boy card. If Adam will let me use it, I can stabilize Yender.
That's okay. It's okay.
I'd allow it.
It's okay. We don't necessarily stabilize her, because I can maybe cure her.
Okay.
But then it's kind of just like hefting them up and running. So they're surrounding us.
Actually, you know what?
Uh-huh.
You feel Penia wrapped around your arms. She gives you a burst of energy. What ability do you use to fly again?
Oh, Radiant Soul.
Radiant Soul.
That. How often do you get that?
Once per long rest, Adam.
It's recharged.
Oh!
Okay. I can fly.
Get out of there.
Okay. How can... Yeah. How heavy is Cribbit and Yender?
Cribbit's got to be light as hell.
Cribbit's light as shit. Cribbit can easily.
Cribbit, easy.
He's been like.
What is Yender? Oh, no.
Cribbit climbs on your head, dude.
Yeah.
Cribbit climbs on your head. You scoop Yender up
with
your arms.
You could carry both of them with flight. Absolutely.
That. Is it
an action to do that? Because otherwise, you're going to take attacks of all.
It's an action to do it. So I'm going to cast Radiant Soul. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, Cribbit, climb on. Cribbit, climb on my head. I'm going to pick up Yender.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am going to fly straight up.
All right. You Superman-esque take like a little bit of a crouch down, and then you explosively leap up into the air, your angelic wings unfurling behind you to give you a massive burst upwards.
Mm-hmm.
As you do that, you look upwards, and you see a net springs into place above you.
These fucking wolves.
With a snarl that sounds more like a laugh, you look into a tree and you see Boris.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Wouldn't happen. Yeah, I know.
You flash back to the tower.
Yeah, wouldn't. It's, wouldn't
where Boris was not gonna let you do that one again.
Yep. Fuck.
You get caught. All three of you get caught in the net.
Adam, you give and you take it away.
The net snaps tight around you. The three of you are trapped in a net.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. Hector, that was your turn?
Good stuff.
It's Cribbit's turn.
Cribbit, save the day. Cribbit,
do something good.
Cribbit, come on now, buddy.
Fucking play.
Ba-da-ding. The wounds, they close themselves. That one will come back from the dead. Yender heals 16 hit points.
Hey. Okay, that's good. That's great.
And then Cribbit is going to give Bardic Inspiration to Hector.
Oh, yeah.
He looks at you and he says, the strong knight, he breaks the net. We fly away.
All right.
It is the Tyrant Wolf's turn. On two trees either side of you, you can see where the ropes for the net attach and then winch downwards. Several wolves begin grabbing onto those ropes and then just dangling themselves. You hear a ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And then you and the net are slowly lowered down. You are slowly lowered down into the waiting throng of civilians below.
Okay.
All right. Good All right. stuff.
All right.
That was the Direst Wolf's turn. It is Yender's turn. Fuck this. Bloody hell. Fuck this shit, Yender says.
How strong are these ropes?
Could a net be?
What's the net made of? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it'll just be rope. Mm. Rope's weak.
Rope can't hurt you.
I
know what she's going to do. She points a finger at one of the trees and shouts, Fireball! A bowl of fire explodes out of her hand, strikes that tree where the direst wolves are. The three of them need to make checks. Two pass, one fails. She deals 8d6 damage. Okay. Well, halved to two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good, though.
Okay, okay, okay.
Adam, tell me it's good, though.
That's the pissiest fireball I ever did see. She deals a bit of damage, but it has the desired effect. One of the direwolves straight up lets go and hits the ground. The other two direwolves manage to keep a hold of the rope, but said rope flares. Excellent. And then snaps.
That's good.
You...
Well, is it?
The net begins swinging.
Excellent news.
It loses connection to one.
Excellent news.
As the net begins swinging, it slowly starts twisting and unfurling. Mm-hmm. You, like a sock, you begin sliding down towards the end. You swing past the throbbing mass of people, and they take swings at you.
That's good. Yep. What a crazy way to get a tax of op. What a crazy way to get this.
Hector, a chair hits you.
Oh, yeah.
Hector, you take 2 points of damage, but that's the only hit they get.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's
all right. That chair knocked the end of flat, so thank God.
You start swinging back and forth. As you do that, the people start taking swings at you. They're trying to... You're kind of swinging like a pendulum, and the people are chasing you back and forth with those glassy expressions trying to hit you. You get hit once, Hector. You take 1 point of damage.
Okay, all right.
Yenda gets hit once as well and takes 4 points of damage.
Oh, God,
she's still fine, though. She's, fine.
She's got some health.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay.
No, Cribbit!
And then Cribbit gets critical hit.
He's the heart and soul of this adventure.
He's the hot and soul.
He's the hot to trot of this adventure, Adam.
And, okay. Did we say...
Is it going to be the chair guy again?
Cribbit only takes 4 points of damage.
Okay.
But then knocked prone and he falls down into the thronging mass.
Reaction to grab. Reaction to grab. Come on.
All right. I'll allow that. I'm so sorry. Cribbit falls down into the mass of people. Oh, they lay into him.
Oh, no. Not Cribbit. He's our guy.
Cribbit only takes 7 points of damage, but he's completely surrounded by a lot.
Shit.
You might be able to grab him as you swing past.
You are sliding down into this flying mass.
That is fine.
Then it is Hector, your turn.
Okay. I tell Yenda to crap on. I am going to...
Yenda, hold you tight.
Yep. If I can swoop out of the the netting.
Well, you could actually just... You don't have to fly down. You could just fly in any direction. Because of the way the net's unfurling.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to grab Cribbit.
Oh, yeah, fair. You'll take a tax of op.
That's fine. I want to swoop down. I want to grab our little frog man. And I want to fly out of it.
Oh, you are so lucky. You do not receive a single hit on your way out. You grab Cribbit. Excellent. You fly away. And as you fly away, you hear a howling noise behind you.
And I want to make a beeline. You really need to know, Pip. Beeline to St. Andrews. We gotta drop off.
Church or orphanage?
Church. All right. We gotta drop off these bones.
It'll be fine.
Back at the orphanage.
Yeah.
You're having a lovely, quiet tea.
Very gentle.
Time.
Nothing too strenuous is happening for
In
us.
The distance, it sounds almost like you hear a net snapping, but no one pays too much attention
like
to that.
Like the howling of wolves, but that must be the wind.
Oh, actually. Actually, you might hear the howling of wolves.
I guess they didn't get that far away.
Pip, you would hear a wolf howl in the distance. I mean, you wouldn't be able to place it as being in the city, but you do hear a wolf howl.
Is that, like, so abnormal, though, in Borovia?
Inside Valakai, yes.
Okay.
Inside Valakai, you wouldn't expect to hear a wolf howl.
I ask the table, did anybody else just hear it sounded like a wolf?
Everyone,
is there, like, a window out to outside?
Yeah.
I'm going to go like, pull the curtain aside, have a look. Uh-oh.
It's Brovir, I forgot. Yeah. It's an overcast night.
Yeah. Well,
you briefly imagine you could see a small figure against the moon, but it must be a figment of your imagination. Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have been.
Okay.
So, eventually, after maybe an hour of quiet tea time, a Gogash stands up from his table And everyone else kind of in unison, or everyone else takes that as a sign that the night has kind of concluded. Agogash looks like he's about to say something, but then just kind of nods, gives like an appreciative nod to everyone at the table, and then he walks outside. And Claudia gives you one final look, Pip, and then she retires to her bedroom, as do the other staff.
All right. Well, I guess I'll leave with Agogash.
Yeah. What did you do with the hag corpse?
Maybe I get the hag corpse slung over my shoulder.
Maybe you've dragged it out the front.
Yeah.
And then you and Agogash pick it up and...
throw it on a river, I suppose. It's not really
would
typically...
Would it not poison a water supply it was thrown into?
I genuinely don't know, Agogash. Oh. It's really barely part of the monster hunting job, the disposal of the body. That just doesn't come up.
There was,
I did him, ends at M, move on.
There was, some shrubbery and bushes and whatnot, not too far.
Just dumping the hag in the bush.
We could, perhaps, I have a shovel and spade, perhaps we could dig.
I think it's probably grave. Probably better to burn the body, really.
Okay, perhaps it out seems... the back of the
orphanage?
Where no, the children no, might no, see. Not no. At the
Blue Water Inn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably cleverer.
I'm sorry, I have trouble remembering the names of these places. They're inferior.
He's doing a short hair.
Yeah. He's not even trying.
It's been a long night.
It's been a long night. He hasn't got time to give you exact reasons as to why you fuck up your names around these places. But he just needs you to know.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, Blue Water Inn is probably the best place to. Then it's probably not going to attract attention. Yeah, all right. Yeah. We'll burn the hag there,
and perhaps even maybe he's picking up the corpse. Maybe you've wrapped it in a shroud.
Yeah.
That's still pretty obvious.
Yeah. But it's Valakai.
Okay. Well,
how many people do you see walking down the streets with a body wrapped in a shroud?
I feel like that's still a notable thing, but all right. You make your way towards the Blue Water Inn.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Valakai, but currently you're wanted for killing some people.
That's a good point.
Hi, Zolos.
Hi. Well, I don't know what else we can do. How are we going to hide the body? Oh, it's already chopped up quite a bit.
That's true.
Yeah. Can we have parceled it into smaller sections?
Disgusting, but yes.
Yeah, all right. Wow, whatever. I've already dug through the corpse.
All right. Highs or lows, did you say?
I'll say lows.
Lows? All right. You make your way. At one point, as you're walking down a path, both of you look over and you can see a net dangling from a tree.
Just look at a Agogash. Shrug, keep walking.
All right. You get to the Blue Water Inn.
This fucking town. Open the doors. Is it too busy inside?
No, it's dead quiet. It's past midnight. I'm going to say 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
So it's very quiet, actually. There wouldn't even be someone behind the bar right now. It'd be empty.
If you want to go to bed, Agogash, I'm happy to burn the body out the back.
I feel like you would need assistance in a time like this, or you would appreciate assistance.
I'm gonna start
anyone would
the
appreciate
back.
He seems to, for the first time, have kind of.
Assistance. Let's just do it. All right, I'll dump it under the ground. Maybe breathe fire on it. Whatever, that's easy.
Are you doing it in the tavern?
No. Out the back.
Out the back. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. You create a pyre of sorts. Maybe Agogash goes inside and comes out every now and then with some logs and you chuck them on, just making a little fire. There's out the back here of the Blue Water Inn, there's a set of stables and you can hear some whinnying noises from within as horses, presumably not accustomed to suddenly fire, panic a little bit.
But the smell of burning hag.
Probably not great for them either.
Yeah, breathe it in.
But nothing eventful happens.
Okay. Well, yeah, after we've burnt the corpse. Now, did we establish with Hector to meet up at any point?
Well, the Blue Water Inn is kind of your base of operations.
Yeah, I suppose you'll come back here.
Yeah. We just said we didn't really say much. It was more like we're going to take these bones back to the
It was all kind of happening in a bit of a flash.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Then I guess me and Agogash will hit the hay.
You walk back inside into the Blue Water Inn, and you see Danica is now standing behind the bar. Erwin is standing behind the bar. You can see that he is just doing some beginning of the day unpacking. Okay. Like, he's quite clearly just woken up and is setting things out. Mm-hmm. As you walk in, he looks at you, kind of looks past you, and you can see that he knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. He just didn't come out and say anything. And he says, "What was that? What of the many horrors was that?"
That was a hag, I say.
Ah.
Yeah. So should have probably asked before we burnt it in your backyard. Well, he's dead. It's not going to cause you any problems.
I would ask you to not just do that.
Yeah,
next
in the
time.
Future we'll ask. But, you know, you didn't want to wake
you. It would be appreciated.
You.
Just if yeah. we could be prepared.
Yeah, of course. Well, we're going to hit there. It's been a long night.
The doors open.
Oh, no.
Two members of the town guard step in. We are looking. They stop as they see you, Pip. At St. Andrew's Church. You arrive, okay. Obviously. It's St. Andrew's Church.
Fly over there.
You can see the lights are on as you land.
Yep, not stopping for anything, just burst in, basically.
All right. You can't burst in. The doors are barred.
Damn it. Right, let's...
Yenda says, we just got a knock.
Oh, right.
They bar the doors every night.
Of course. It's pound on the door. Bang, bang, bang.
All right, you start slamming on the door. After a little bit, you hear from within, who goes there?
Is it a voice I recognize? Is it the father?
Great question. Yes, it's Father Lucien.
Ah, beautiful. Father Lucien, it's me, Hector, with Yenda. Open up.
You hear some deadbolts being latched. You probably also hear... like a wooden board, maybe several wooden boards being removed from the door.
While that is happening, I just want to be like, not like back to it, like the door basically, and just scanning.
Okay.
Just, I
get a bad boy card.
Fucking, why am I so bad at this? Why can I just never look?
Yeah, now that's interesting.
You get scattery eyes. You're never paying full attention.
What
do you got?
I don't know. Well,
whose weapon's about to get broke? That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think so just what I'm thinking is, it's just you rolled a one, so I get a bad boy card.
Okay.
And just the bad boy card I got.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't planning on this, but you know what? This would be interesting. Suddenly a dragon attacks. The players are ambushed by a creature. Just coincidentally, that's the card I got. That's so strange.
That's strange. How weird, dude. How weird.
Super strange, that is.
Guess what?
I would never guess. What's happened?
Guess fucking what?
Yeah.
Out of the darkness.
Yeah.
You see. You realize. Actually, yeah, you. Oh, God.
You can't be upset at your own decision. You can't be like, oh, no, you did this.
I just realized the beautiful logic in this. You realize Boris knew where you were going.
Of course.
While the doors are being unlatched and boards are being taken off, people appear out of the darkness. There's another direst wolf, just one direst wolf. Obviously, Boris and co. aren't getting here in time.
Mm-hmm.
But Boris quite clearly has sent someone here to make sure that you don't get back into the church with the bones.
All right.
They attack. Let's go to initiative.
Shit.
Fuck. I mean, if you get inside and then latch up quick enough.
I was just going to shove the bones into Yenda's hands and be like, get him.
Yeah, that's clever.
Door's not open yet.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what have I got? So I still got I got a shield.
Yeah, you're so low on
that's
everything.
That's all I have.
You have 13 hit points
yes.
right now? Oh, no, dude.
I'm going to say there are a total of 3 villagers
yep.
plus the direst wolf.
And it's not Boris, right?
It's not Boris. No, it's just another direst
wolf. Just a regular direst wolf.
That's really good to hear. I mean
the only difference is regular direst wolves don't have spells.
Yeah. Hmm?
What?
You would have seen this. Boris can cast spells.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Not this guy, though, right?
No, normal direst wolves can't.
Boris is just also a wizard. Yeah, that's cool. That's actually sweet, I think.
This is the best news.
You don't know, Hector.
You absolutely,
as if you would not have mentioned that. All right, Hector, it's your turn first.
Okay.
Now, I'm letting you know, there are windows as well.
Yep.
So you could break a window, but anything you destroy is
they can also get in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell Yenda and Cribbit get behind me. It's one wolf.
It's one direst wolf, 3 villagers.
Okay, I'm going to cast command on the direst wolf and say, sit.
How rude. He passes. sucked in.
That would be funny.
Suffering your job.
It would be funny.
Okay. All right. Okay. And then I will, as a bonus action, I will, how long is, I guess it does, it's run out, cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
All right. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else?
And make sure that it's me And then Yenda, and then and Cribbit behind me.
Okay, so two people attack you. Who's immediately behind you? Oh, just Cribbit and Yenda.
I'm trying to basically get
them inside first.
Two people attack you, and both of them hit.
That's great.
You get hit with a club, and then
a candelabra.
Yeah, a club and a candelabra. You take 5 damage total.
Oh my god, that's more than I was expecting.
One of them sneaks past you to swing at, let's say, Yenda. Dealing 2 points of damage.
Okay, that's all right. How much health has Yenda got?
10.
Okay,
Then it is Cribbit's turn.
Cribbit, though. Cribbit's your guy. Cribbit's got heaps of spells. He's a box of tricks.
If you... See, Cribbit doesn't want to be an active participant is the problem.
Yeah.
He wants other people to be the active participant. So first off, he's going to give you... his last bardic inspiration, Hector.
Thank you.
And
that
then
music is so good.
Oh, the best. It's even in such dire moments as this.
Okay. Oh no. Oh,
what
I
do you mean?
Forgot.
You can't
do
it.
It's good.
You can't do it.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay,
it's a good
all
thing.
Right. Okay.
This is a spell I made, and I just forgot how funny it is.
Okay.
Cribbit gets a piece of chalk, and then he draws in the air the shape of a door.
Okay.
As he's drawing it, it's like a paint. Like paint slowly dribbles down to create the door.
Uh-huh.
And you can see that he's eyeing through the window into the church. If you follow his gaze, you can see an identical door is creating itself within the church.
Oh, I know
this spell. So this is a spell I created called Og's Comical Doors. So you create 2 doors linked through space, one within 5 feet of you, and then one within range and sight. The door is made of wood with beautiful carvings of an idyllic country town around its edges and a little peephole allowing viewing in both directions. When opened, the doors form a portal through which anyone may travel instantly from one to the other. The first time anyone tries to open one of the doors, flip a coin and have the caster call the result. If they are correct, the doors function normally. If they are incorrect, the doors are both locked. If they are locked in this way, the doors are both indestructible and the lock cannot be picked by any means, including magical. So he has just created.
So I don't know any of this.
Well, see, that's funny you should say that, because Zammit, odds or evens?
Odds.
Cribbit opens the door.
Oh, we're in.
And you see through the door into the church.
Okay.
Cribbit steps through and stands on the other side holding the doorknob. Then it is Yenda's turn. Yenda passes through the door as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the direst wolf's turn.
Close the door.
You say that?
I've given Yenda the bones, right?
Yep.
Close the door.
Yenda looks at you dead in the face, Hector, and she says, "Our fates are tied. If you and I..." Cribbit closes the door.
I love that little guy.
Fuck. The door disappears.
Cool.
All right. It's the direst wolf's turn.
Yep. All right, sir. Okay.
It charges you.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Hector Dragonsbane.
All right. What is your armor class again?
Low. Oh,
God.
Have a shield, though. Do
yeah,
have that,
that
shield.
That's really not helping you,
real
buddy.
Good, right?
Should have gone in the door.
Yeah.
Really should have.
Yeah.
Should have stepped through. Why didn't you know to do that? All right, you take...
How much did I get him?
22 points of damage.
Okay, so...
Are you still standing?
No, but I do have a card. If damage would reduce me to 0, 1 hit point instead.
All right, spend the good boy card.
All right.
And then you're still going to need to make a strength saving throw. Well, you're going to need to make 2.
Okay.
Do I have my aura of saving throws back?
You can switch over to it if you want.
I think I would love to.
Yeah, it's probably a really good idea at this point, I would say.
First one is a pass. Second one is also a pass. All right, so the direst wolf basically has you pinned up against the door, but you're still standing.
Okay.
Then it's, Hector, your turn.
All right, so they're still unlocking the door, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alrighty.
This is so funny.
Oh my god. You should have gone in the door.
Yeah, why didn't you know?
Why didn't I know?
Why didn't you expect this to happen?
Yeah, well, I'd be worried that the wolf would go in the door.
That is fair. I'm thinking about that.
I mean, yeah, obviously, Jack. I thought you were joking. Yeah, the wolf would have gone through the doorway, you idiot.
You never know.
Okay. I would like to check... Another good boy card.
Yes. What would you
which
like?
Which is, I regain 1d10 plus my level.
Mm-hmm.
So, 1d10, Adam, please.
1d10?
Yep.
Oh, that's...
Plus my level.
Okay. All right.
That's 2 plus your level.
Fuck! Okay. So that's 9 hit points. That's...
Hey, that's better than fucking 1.
Yeah.
That's still pretty good.
I'm just wondering, should I try and leg it? Which means I would then attack a lot of, get a lot of attacks of ops. Or do I just try and cure wounds myself and then leg it?
Well, probably wounds yourself, I would say.
I might cure wounds myself first.
What level?
The second level, Adam. I don't have any first levels left.
Good stuff.
You recover 13 hit points.
Okay. And now, Adam, I would like to try and leg it.
All right. Well, the 3 peasants get a swing. 2 of them hit.
Shit.
That's okay. It can't be that much.
Shit.
You take 4 points of damage total.
That's fine. Well, it's not because you have very low health, but it's happened.
And then the direst wolf gets you.
Oh, okay.
You take a further 11 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
And you need to make a strength saving throw.
Oh, my God.
Hector, you hit the ground. The direst wolf is upon you. It's you.
Wait, strength saving throw. I reckon I can help you here. I absolutely cannot.
The direst wolf bites your arm as you try to flee, twists it, and you feel your arm twist in a very uncomfortable way. You definitely think it's just dislocated your arm. But that is not really what you're thinking about. Oh, that's just a tiny part of your brain. Because right now, your brain is screaming, direst wolf is on top of me. Direst wolf is on top of me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it is twisting and turning and pulling at your arm.
Mm-hmm,
the three people tower over you and they start going to town.
Hector. Oh, no.
All right. You're so lucky. The direst wolf is so big and on top of you that they struggle to actually hit you. You take 4 points of damage as okay. One of the chandelabras gets slammed into your temple.
I'm like, oh, they can't hit me. That's
they can't
really
hit
nice.
Me. You're
they can't
untouchable.
Hit me. All right,
oh,
half
mind.
My remaining hit points gone.
The direst wolf kind of doesn't really let go of you. It's still pinning you to the ground, but it turns to – you see it turn – to one of the people here, and it growls at them and barks a few times. That person, after they've hit you, maybe the one with the candelabra, hits you, turns to the church and calls out, "If you want to get him alive, open the door." Then it is Cribbit's turn.
Don't do it.
What is the most dramatic thing that could happen right now?
I love this frog.
This fucking guy.
A gas starts seeping from underneath the door to the church.
Okay.
It spreads across the field. And everyone, including you, is going to need to make a constitution saving throw.
That's all right. I'm good at this.
Oh, God. I don't know.
As soon as it rolls over you, it's awful. It's a stench that feels like it's stabbing your nostrils and eyes and mouth. It feels like any wet surface is burning. It feels like water catches fire. Anything wet catches fire. 2 of the people manage to stagger and keep kind of like their mental self to themselves. You and the direst wolf also manage to kind of like not be affected by it, but you are still like, you're sickened basically. One of the 3 people though stops what they're doing, drops their baton and starts retching. That is all they are going to be able to do.
What did
Is it a disease?
It's not a disease. No.
Okay. All right.
It feels like mustard gas, to be honest.
Okay.
And that was Cribbit's turn. Yender's turn. Now, what's the most sensical thing that can be done? You hear the sound of a bell, dong, dong, dong. At first you think it might be the bell tower in the church, but then you see a spectral bell, dong, dong, swinging back and forth. Yeah. The spectral bell, bang, clangs into the dire wolf.
That rolls.
I guess it is nice to die by the bells of a church. If I have to go, I guess you should.
Unfortunately, the direst wolf lies flat on you and the bell just swings harmlessly overhead. That, and then, what else can they do? Damn. Fuck. Man, you're in so... You have Shield of Faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's not going to help you then. Mm-hmm. This might... You feel a strength enter into you. You have resistance. Within 1 minute, you can add a d4 to any saving throw that you need to make.
Okay.
And then it is the Direst Wolf
turn.
Okay, well, okay, goodbye.
Goodbye, I love you.
All right, that's
it. Did 10, it hit me? Did it hit me?
20.
Question.
It did hit you, yes.
So, with Bardic Inspiration, could I use that as a defense?
No, alas. I'm so sorry.
Kind of.
Yeah, damn.
Okay. You take 22 points of damage.
With the strength check or whatever that happened. Can I use that as a defense?
What?
Whatever just happened.
You took 22 points of damage.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yep. Okay.
So, sorry, 27 points of damage.
Yeah. I'm on 4 hit points before.
Ah.
Yeah.
I see.
I'd like to use this good boy card for my good friend. If he's unconscious, he stabilizes automatically.
Okay.
That's all I can do for him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure.
That's all I can do for him.
Well, you're stable.
Moment.
Okay. Yeah. Hector, everything's you're just like winking in and out of consciousness.
Yep.
In and out.
Yeah. Before I am muttering, maybe yelling, I don't know, I'm saying, do not open the doors. Don't open the doors.
You're kind of vaguely aware. No, it's not like it's kind of in and out of consciousness, but constantly. Mm. So you feel yourself being held up by the Valakavians. Mm-hmm. You feel them holding you up, and you can tell that the wolf is kind of... You're in a kneeling position, high enough or low enough that the wolf has its jaws around your neck, and you can feel its fangs pricking deep into your neck.
Oh,
at any
God.
Moment, the wolf could just bite down and tear your fucking throat out.
Okay.
You hear the one villager who isn't holding you up negotiating with the people inside the church. They are trying to trade you for the bones.
No, don't.
We only want the bones. Give us the bones of St. Andral, and you may have your Hector back.
You kind of in and out. You can hear conversation from inside, and you can hear yelling back out. As you fade out for the last time, you can see Yenda's little sad face through the window, mm-hmm. and you don't hear, but you see her mouth the words, I'm sorry.
That's perfect.
And then you black out.
Yep, good.
All right. Cool.
Interesting turn of events.
Yep. All this from a sneaky look.
Yeah. She's had a quick geese around and then, uh-oh.
Next time.
Never look.
Never look.
Don't look next time.
And then run away. Don't fight. Run away.
I try.
All right. Pip, the two guards are standing in the doorway. Irwin looks at you and looks at them. He looks back at you and you can see his face is like white.
Do I think that I could whisper so that only Irwin could hear me?
Yeah, you're quite close to him.
Scream thief, I say.
Fuck.
Scream thief, Irwin.
Irwin, when you say that... You see, because he's got to be so quick. He's got to think so quickly. He looks at you and there's just the briefest flash in his eyes of such profound sadness. And then he falls over backwards, starts scrambling away from you. Thief! Thief!
Then I'd like to all like look at the town guard, kind of miming a panic like I've been caught.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I could run through the back. That will lead me into the backyard. Is there a way out through the backyard?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to bolt in the other direction. Oh,
Or is it better to just get caught? No, I'll be executed.
Is it better to get caught? Hector will come save me.
Yeah, everyone can do a jailbreak on me because everyone else is fine.
No.
If I'm caught, I'll be caught in the street away from the Blue Water End. So I'd like to bolt through the back.
To be fair as well, you know how Volcavian justice works. You don't think you're going to make it.
I'll be swinging from a rope come morning time.
Yeah, barely even then. You don't think they're going to accept quarter.
Yeah. All right, then, yeah, I'm going to leg it through the back of the Blue Water Inn into the backyard and then try and, like, vault the fence and just disappear into the night. Yeah.
You run into the back. You see a Gogash standing over the last smoldering remains of the fire. He looks at you. Actually, I think from memory, a Gogash isn't...
Yeah, Gogash is.
So you... when you see a Gogash, you very quickly, just so that Jackson remembers, you know that a Gogash is not tied to you.
You never saw me, and then I'll leap over the fence.
A Gogash doesn't even have time to ponder that. As the two guards, you hear a whistling noise, like one of them has a whistle.
Oh, no.
You hear a whistling noise, and then presumably you don't stick around to see it, but presumably the two guards burst out through the door chasing after you. All right.
Okay, here's the fucked up thing. The next safe place is the orphanage.
It is indeed, isn't it?
Yeah, that is true.
That is the next safe place.
Or the church.
Oh my God.
You don't know.
Yeah, actually, it's the church. The church is where you guys are. Like that. Okay.
You're not. It's a very similar distance. All right, hang on. Let me show you the map.
Okay.
So the Blue Water Inn is N2 over here. This is St. Andrel's Orphanage, and that's the church. So it is a similar distance, but I would say that the orphanage would be closer.
Okay, but I know my allies have gone to the church.
Yes.
Look, given everything I know, the church is a place of sanctuary. So sure. I'm going to leg it. But no, I'm not just like straight running. I think I'm going to try and stealthily make my way toward the church through backyards and side alleyways. If there's two people out hunting me at 4 a.m., that means everybody's looking for me at 4 a.m.
You hear that you are not doing a great job losing them. You're jumping over back alleys, but you keep. If you look over your shoulder, you can tell that you've not lost them.
Okay.
They're doggedly pursuing you. One of them continuously whistling. At first, you don't hear the dogs.
Yeah. No.
But after a little bit, you hear the dogs. And then you can also hear in other directions whistling as the entire town of Valakai is being roused to hunt you.
Are they currently looking at me? Like, am I currently seen?
If you break eye contact or if you break sight lines, it's only for a few seconds at a time.
I'm wondering if I can break into a house
and try
and go onto the rooftops.
You would only be able to do it surreptitiously if it was already unlocked.
Okay, well then I'll just keeping on running, trying doors as I go.
No. Maybe you do find a few open doors, but they're actually gaining on you.
Fuck. Okay.
So you don't get enough time to duck into a door anymore. You can feel them, like they're basically on your fucking heels, and you can feel the net is tightening. The other whistling noises and the commotion from other directions is getting closer and closer. One time, you jump a fence, land in a back alley, and you see dogs chasing after you. You do it a second time, and this time it's another set of dogs, and they're even fucking closer. As you jump that second fence, one of the dogs snarls, snags the hem of your pants, and pulls at it. You are able to, kick once, you hear the dog, nah! And then, that's a weird dog. Why'd you do that?
He's Valakai. I don't like these Valakai dogs.
A freaky guy, wasn't a dog.
You kick down, hit the dog. Actually, when you hit the dog, it doesn't feel, it looked like a dog, but when you kick, your foot does not connect with dog. It connects with something else.
Oh, no.
You put that in the back. You don't need to worry about that.
That's not a problem.
You keep going.
The walls of Valakai.
Yeah.
How surmountable are they?
From your side, impossible.
Oh, okay, well, cool.
No, that was just a joke. Hang on, let me check. I mean, you obviously...
I have a climb speed.
Oh, if you have a climb speed, I mean, yeah, absolutely, you could climb them. Yeah.
Well...
Let me find out how tall they are.
Yeah, okay.
Doing so might
just get me peppered with arrows. So.
15-foot high wall.
Okay, that's probably not enough. Although I could probably... I think 15 feet is my... is my climb speed, so I could climb the walls. But also, because I have a climb speed, that means I could climb some buildings, right, as well?
Some buildings, yes.
Yeah. Do I think that getting... I'll at least be more difficult to pursue. All right, I'd like to try and maybe climb a drain pipe and get onto the rooftops of Valakai.
Yeah, I get a bad boy card.
Oh,
but
no.
You're actually still fine. Because, fun fact, they don't have a climb speed, so you could fuck it up as badly as you want.
Well, I'm in a panic. I'm knocking over drain pipes and dropping shingles off the roof.
Sure. They're at your back.
Yeah.
One of them jumps up, grabs your legs, and for a brief moment, you're only connected by your arms to the drainage pipe. It comes off the wall. But you're able to force yourself up, and he does not have a climb speed, so he falls back down.
Uh-huh.
You hear the whistling noise again. Some dogs start barking and jumping up at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the roof.
Okay. Now I'd like to try and escape the pursuit across rooftops.
All right. I'll give you advantage to the roll, because Yeah, they can't follow you as easily anymore. All right, okay. You managed to... You've not lost them. They know where you are,
mm-hmm.
but they can't see you. You've got 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Fuck. What buildings can I see around me?
You can see the church to your west.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the walls to your north. You can see the main road through town to your south. And behind you is basically your pursuers. If you look around, you can see a lot of other guards dotted around the place running in your direction. Well, you see the torches of guards running around. It's still before sunrise, so you can't... You're not visible right
now. Yeah, I'm sort of shrouded in darkness. And the rooftops toward the church, are they high? Like, I'm on the second or the first level of a building.
Highs or lows?
Let's go lows.
Lows? It would be a tough jump check, but you could do it.
I reckon let's go for it.
You make the first...
Is that a dexterity-based check?
It would be a strength-based check.
Fuck! It's like the one I don't have. Can't complete my fucking set. I'm missing two. I don't have charisma either. I got the rest.
You make a very important jump. Oh, you rolled well.
All right, okay, four.
Shingles falling all around you. You leap and kind of half slam, but do land on the roof of the next one. You got to scramble a little bit, but you get onto the roof. Then bump, 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 bump. You leap to the next roof. It's a little bit lower, so that one's fine. And then you've got one last jump to the church.
Uh-huh.
That is the last roll.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm going for it.
Bump, 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 bump. You leap. And you're airborne for an uncomfortable amount of time. But, bang, you hit the roof of the church and you slide down the opposite side of the church and land in the graveyard. You will take...
Yeah, that's fair.
3 points of damage.
Okay, that's all right.
You maybe twist your ankle.
And then I'd like to just, like, hunker down, maybe clutching at my ankle.
Sure.
Are there any, like, crypts around?
There... Would be one crypt, yes.
I'm going in.
Actually, two crypts.
Which one looks the least spooky?
One one has written over it, Watcher, which would be related to Lady Watcher. The other one has a word in a language you... Well, what languages do you know?
I think I just know Draconic and Common.
One is written... It's a single word, but it's written in a language or an alphabet you don't even recognize.
Yeah. Eeny, meeny... All right, I'll go that one.
All right, you step into that one. There's maybe like a metal grate, but it's not locked. So you open it, close it, and then you're just kind of chilling in there with the crypt.
Yeah, yeah. Hunker down.
Yeah.
Hold on to my ankle. Try and stop my heart from going a million miles an hour and try and think of what to do next. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, good.
Well, the sun rises eventually. We're going to call that 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The sun, as it always does.
It's been like 2 hours. That's so funny.
Well,
I got
no
sleep.
Would you act earlier than that?
No. I just mean like this happened at 4 and now it's... Yeah.
At about 6 a.m., the sun rises and it is, as always, a dreadful day in Barovia.
Can I hear the sound of whistles still?
Mm-mm.
Or did I kind of hear that peter off during the night?
As the sun rose, the sound of whistles would have slowly died out.
I'd like to sort of hobble out of the crypt and make my way to the church, I guess, like around the front.
You approach the church. As you can see, boards and locks are being removed. You would know this. The church gets locked up for the night. Typically, there would be quite a few Valakavians hidden within the church, cowering, assuming that they are protected. Not that they, without the bones, have been protected recently.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people assume that there's protection within the church. You spot Yender and Cribbit, along with Father Lucian, stepping out the front of the church, and you can see their faces are very very dire expressions.
You got the bones back?
Cribbit looks at you.
Yeah.
And he opens his mouth. And you can see as he's opening his mouth, he's pulling out the loot. Yender slaps her hand over Cribbit's mouth and says, we got some real bad news.
Okay, me too, I suppose. If you first.
Let's talk about this inside.
Okay.
As you walk inside, Father Lucian actually picks up and he explains, your friend, he arrived with the bones, but there was an ambush, a wolf, a massive, powerful-looking wolf.
Did he have any arrows in his back?
No, he did not.
Okay, all right.
But he and some villagers took your friend.
Hector.
He has been, I'm sorry, captured. Yender continues onwards, and she says, well, that wasn't even half of it. On our way here, we were ambushed. We were ambushed twice out the front, but then also we got ambushed just almost immediately after we left the orphanage. That you said a wolf with like
arrows
spears and arrows
yes.
and shit.
Yeah.
He was there.
Okay.
There were wolves and people there as well. They ambushed us.
What? Why would they take Hector?
Well, they were trying to trade him for the bones.
They got the bones.
Hector. He sacrificed himself.
I know. Like, not unexpected. Was he dead?
No, they took him alive.
Well, small blessings, I suppose. Do I know where they would have taken him?
You have no idea. Yender puts up a hand and says, I assume this is important to something, but Boris, did you say his name was?
Yeah, that's Boris.
He had like a weird thing in his mouth, like a... One of his companions. One of the other wolves. Sorry, it all happened so fast.
Of course, what kind of thing in its mouth?
Like a tentacle of some sort? It was... Smelled of seawater. It was black.
Pips bulking at that. Like, maybe I've sat down on a pew at this point, like, just to take a breather. A tentacle.
Yeah. It looked like, I don't know.
It sounds like it's from the... But why would they take the... Inky man? Why? What? To what end? And villagers? There were villagers with the wolves?
Yeah, glossy-eyed. Like the those people that have been...
Yeah, that
adult.
Have been taken by the... What the fuck does that mean? Okay, that's a lot to take in. My bad news is that I think I nearly got captured by the town guard. I don't think I can go back to the Blue Water Inn. They nearly caught me.
Is that it?
Well, yes. I appreciate that it's not quite on the same level as yours.
She puts a hand on your hand. Is a Gogash okay?
He's fine. Yeah, he's...
Oh, all right.
He's fine. Okay, well then... The tentacle in the wolf's mouth ties it somehow to the watery mass.
How does that one think? Cribbit is like writing in his book.
It just sounds like a tentacle from a watery mass. And the people were behaving like the people ensorcelled or mind controlled by the watery mass. What Boris and his cronies have to do with that, I have no idea. But if I had to take a guess, and it is a guess, Hector's being brought to Lake Zarevich. To change him too?
Maybe, says Cribbit. Cribbit turns around and he shows you an incredible likeness of a wolf with one of the tentacles in its mouth, and then he flips over and he shows you the contraption the direst wolves had made, the net capture Hector.
They figured out traps, yes. Has he got drawings of Hector being taken away?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a few of them.
That's crazy. Well, it's probably best for me to be out of Valakai anyway, so maybe a rescue mission of sorts, yeah?
Cribbit nods. He's got an inner sense of... You could tell he's almost vibrating with excitement, like every molecule of him.
Rescue mission.
Gotta kill the watery mess anyway. Two birds, one stone.
Yender nods. We can't... I don't leave someone behind. Not like that. We're going after him, obviously, yeah. If you think they're taking him to... Taking him to up north. That's where the lake is, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going after him.
Yeah. I suppose we are.
Hector.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, I don't think we've properly established this yet.
Uh-huh.
But we are currently using a slightly different rule set, or a modified rule set that can be found in the Dungeon Master's Guide called Gritty Realism. Now, it's not really been important until now because...
I see.
Because I see, up until this point...
You've been really nice to us.
Yeah, you've been
Been in this dire situation. I mean, you've been in dire situations.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've never been in a situation where you're coming back from basically nothing.
With, say, a direst wolf.
And typically, after an encounter, you've never had an encounter where after the encounter, you haven't had free time.
Free time
to just sit around and...
Recuperate.
Spend some spells healing yourself and whatnot. So this gritty realism rule set is kind of meant to represent the fact that Penia is weak here in Barovia. So what happens now?
Okay.
Is that normally in D&D a short rest is 1 hour and a long rest is 8 hours.
Yeah.
But with this rule set, a short rest is 8 hours and a long rest is 7 days.
Well, that's not very short at all.
So 7 days, you say?
So
that's so long.
In the time it takes for you to get where you are currently, you will only have had a short rest. Now, you can, over the course of this short rest, spend up to 7 D10 recovering hit points. How many of your 7 D10 would you like to spend?
All 7, Adam.
How many does he normally get?
Normally, do you mean
in a regular
game,
course of play?
He'd be fully healed. Okay. Everything would return. But right now, you've only had a short rest, so you would only recover any abilities that you would have recovered as
in
part
a short
of the
rest. You say, oh, you know, I could only fly once a day?
Yeah.
Once a week.
Oh, my God. Okay. Interesting. That's interesting stuff.
Oh, my.
I like that I'm getting punished because Penny is weak. That's Penny's problem, mine.
Just got to go through some of my actions, and oh, no.
How many?
I've been very cavalier with, you know, the divine sense. Maybe I won't be.
Yeah, maybe we'll retract that.
The gods of healing no longer shine on Barovia.